shall I take the lie detector test or not? Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been with my man for a year and a half, but we have been apart longer than we have been together. In October of 2012, he was incarcerated for probation violation, and he had to do a year. I have been by his side all the way through because he is truly a good man. I have gotten another job to help me with his expenses. I stopped hanging out with my friends, shut down my Facebook page, and I have not had any type of physical sexual contact with anyone. I did everything I could to keep his mind at ease. We have talked about getting married and everything. Now he has 6 weeks left in jail, and out of the blue, he asked me to take a lie detector test to prove that I have been solid. I asked him if I did something to provoke him asking me to do this, and he said no, that I have done everything right. I don't have anything to hide, but I feel a certain type of way due to me doing everything he asked of me. Now I'm confused on whether I should continue on and see what happens with the relationship or let it go. He has been in this situation before with his child's mother, and she told him that she cheated, but he still went home to her, knowing in the back of his mind that it wasn't going to be there long. I don't want that to happen to me. Should I take it or not?
What?
And I say to you, no, you don't have to take it. I mean, who is he? The police? I'm just so sick of these guys who don't recognize or appreciate a good woman standing by their side. This is the second letter like this week from a woman with her man in prison doing everything she can outside for him inside. He's the one who messed up and had to go back to prison. So why is he trying to make you feel guilty? And you're doing everything you can to ensure him that he can trust you. Listen, I just say, if this so-called relationship is not fulfilled, filling to you, it doesn't make you happy, then it's not for you, and that's the honest truth. What you don't want is someone trying to control everything you do based on some crazy notions that he's conjured up in his head while he's in there, you know. So no, you don't have to take this from him, and if you're not happy, you got to get out of this situation. You really, really do.
It ain't no good men out here. All the good men is in the jail.
Well, you know, I mean,
I'm just asking.
Yeah, there are plenty of good men.
Would you rather wait a few years to give a man that's coming out?
Yeah, he's coming out in 6 weeks, this guy. But still, what do you think about that, Quake?
First of all, I done came to the conclusion. You need to go to jail to get a good woman.
Yeah. Because they reaching out to the penitentiary. They reaching out, baby.
I done came to the conclusion. That's what you need. It says right here, I done got another job to help with his expenses.
Yeah.
I can't even get my woman to get the first one, and I'm free. Ain't a woman never helped me with none of my expenses. No car note, no nothing. I'm getting locked up Thursday. Because that's real. You got to have that as a qualification. Mm. And I would tell him just like this. Listen, I'll take the lie detector test if you take it.
Okay.
We both gonna find out.
So quick,
you'll
take a test.
I'll take a test.
Okay, put your hands on the table here, sir.
I'm putting the hand, it's right there.
There we go. We got you strapped up. I got some questions for you, sir. All right. It will indicate if you are lying. You do understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, could you please give me your name?
Frederick Douglass.
Who?
Not Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass.
He's lying already.
I'll ask you again. What's your name, sir?
Frederick Douglass.
Where are you from?
Okinawa, Japan.
D.C.
Sir, do you have a job?
I'm looking.
You just got a job on WBLS in the afternoon.
I'm looking. I ain't got a check yet, so you don't have a job yet.
Sir, have you ever cheated?
In spades. What I reneged about three times.
You're here, you're incarcerated, you're on your way out in the next 6 weeks. I do want to ask you this. Did you do the crime?
No, I didn't. The man set me up. They want to stop me from going to the movement. They know if I'm at the speech, it's going to turn everything around.
Okay,
you understand?
Frederick.
My middle name is Martin. Frederick Martin Douglass.
How many women do you have in your life?
Just my one baby that's got that extra job. I just want to come home and make sure that she know that she been with nobody else but me.
Oh,
number 54828, releasing on 3 weeks. That's the truth.
How many women have you been writing to?
Just my baby. Dad. I only got one piece of paper and a pen that she sent me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.